Hillary Clinton is all over Western Washington today, asking Democrats for their support in this weekend's caucuses. She's talking to labor up in Everett, tribal leaders in Puyallup, big donors in Medina. Her daughter, Chelsea Clinton, is helping her campaign. I asked Chelsea Clinton why her mom is not more of a political revolutionary when it comes to issues like universal health care, Wall Street reform, or taxing the rich.
Well, though, you know, your first example you mentioned was universal health care. I don't think anyone could question my mom's commitment to finishing the work of the Affordable Care Act. She first fought for universal health care back in 93 and 94, and I remember really vividly that time and kind of the aftermath of when her efforts didn't succeed, in large part because the insurance industry and pharmaceutical industry spent tens of millions of dollars to defeat her effort. And yet, she didn't give up, and I would have understood if she had. It was really bruising and exhausting. But she then spent 3 years working with Democrats and Republicans to create the Children's Health Insurance Program. That ensures now more than 8 million low-income children across our country. So maybe that doesn't sound to you or someone else as being such a kind of significant change. It certainly wasn't what she first set out to do, but I think, you know, for the 20 years of children and their families in our country who haven't had to worry about whether or not kids have health insurance, that's pretty meaningful. And I think it really reveals that my mom doesn't want the perfect to be the enemy of the good and that she never gives up. And I think we need a real problem solver and someone who has a real record of being able to deliver progress in the White House. And my mom certainly has that. And I think you see that kind of when you think about healthcare, really so many of the other issues that you mentioned.
Hillary Clinton's message is not reaching all younger voters. Why should millennial voters in Seattle back your mother over Bernie?
Well, I don't pretend to be unbiased. I'm deeply biased and proudly biased for my mom. And I think and would hope that when anyone of any age looks at what's at stake in this election, whether kind of what we've talked about already, people will look at what different candidates have done as being a good predictor of what they'll be able to do. And I believe my mom is really the only candidate on either side of the aisle who has a record of being able to make real change and to be able to do that here at home and around the world to help keep our country safe and secure and, yes, also healthier, more equitable, more fair here at home. And I hope that will resonate with people of all ages. Certainly, I think we're seeing that resonate across the country. I think she's at last count, gotten more than 2.5 million more votes than her Democratic opponent and more than 1 million more votes than Mr. Trump. So I think there is lots of enthusiasm and support for what she wants to do and understanding of kind of her record of being able to do what she commits to do. And I hope that resonates here in Washington.
Talking with Chelsea Clinton, I think people who feel they've grown up with you and watched you develop and mature are wondering what are your plans? What's next for you?
Well, in the most literal sense, although I'm sure this isn't what you were exactly asking, my husband and I are expecting our second child this summer.
So congratulations.
Thank you very much. What I hope for, I hope that our daughter, Charlotte, who's 17 months old, is able to welcome an equally healthy, happy little sister or little brother this summer.
Chelsea Clinton, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for spending this time.
Thanks so much, Bill. Take care.
Chelsea Clinton told me her mom doesn't want the perfect to be the enemy of the good and that her mother never gives up.